For the past week, we've been reporting on sex trafficking, what the problem is, who the crime is affecting, and how activists and elected officials are responding. Today, WUWM's Mayan Silver reports on ways to recognize people who are being trafficked and those who are at risk of falling prey to traffickers.
Alyssa Rodriguez is 18 years old. She says she narrowly escaped being trafficked when she was underage. At the time, she says she was living on her own and was in risky situations where people took advantage of her. Rodriguez says things easily could have turned for the worse.
I became unaccompanied and homeless when my mother went to Chicago to be with her new boyfriend and my abusive stepfather kicked me out. Between the ages of 16 and 17, I had to live with a gang member who was addicted to heroin, forced me to shoplift. I was sexually assaulted multiple times, groomed by a pedophile, and almost became a victim of human trafficking.
Rodriguez spoke at a legislative hearing in March in support of a bill that would allow youth who are unaccompanied, not in the physical custody of a parent, to stay in shelter facilities. What she went through when on her own is not uncommon among youth at risk of becoming trafficked. That's according to Ben Poehler of the State Department of Justice. He's special agent in charge of the department's Human Trafficking Bureau.
Many times it's the juveniles who are in need. Many of the juvenile victims that we end up dealing with are ones that they really don't have mom and dad in the scene. Many of them are in foster care, and many times they really have nowhere to go. And so traffickers will take advantage of that.
Sex trafficking is the use of force, fraud, or coercion to compel someone to have sex for money, or having a minor exchange sex for money even without force, fraud, or coercion. So experts say traffickers often look for people who don't have a home or stability in their life. But it's not just minors or people with difficult home lives who are at risk, says Jarrett Luckett, executive director of Exploit No More, a local anti-trafficking organization.
It also happens to adults and from all different walks of life. I mean, I know of victims who, you know, they were married, had a good job, they had a surgery and got addicted to pain pills, and they couldn't get pain pills anymore, and so they started using other drugs, and they couldn't afford their habit anymore, and so their drug dealer became their sex trafficker.
Mental health issues and recent migration or relocation are also top risk factors, according to the organization that runs the National Human Trafficking Hotline. As far as signs that someone is being trafficked, State Justice Department Special Agent Poehler says you'll likely see an adult, the trafficker, exerting control over the person who's being trafficked.
It could be physical control, but even just walking in public, you're going to see more of a mental control. If they're asked a question, the trafficker may answer the question for them. The trafficker will also try to isolate them from the rest of the world, and so the trafficker may be holding on to their cell phone for them, maybe holding on to their identification, their currency.
Poehler says people being trafficked may not know the time of day and may be unaware of where they are.
And a lot of these signs run directly next to signs of domestic abuse or domestic violence.
That's Emmy Myers, founder of Lacey's Hope Project, an anti-trafficking organization. She says there's a laundry list of signs that could mean that someone is being trafficked for sex. The person could have a new crowd of friends, unexplained expensive gifts, and signs of physical abuse or branding with scars, tattoos, or piercings.
Just one of these signs isn't necessarily going to mean sex trafficking, but it absolutely could.
Justice Department Special Agent Poehler has advice for civilians who suspect someone they know is being trafficked.
They should try to contact the local police right off the bat because they are boots on the ground, and they are the ones that have the 24/7 police force that can potentially try to do something right away if they recognize it as a dangerous situation.
And Alyssa Rodriguez also has advice for people who want to help a trafficking victim. She's the teen who testified at the legislative hearing saying she was almost trafficked. Rodriguez says it's important not to judge people who've been trafficked. She says they deserve support, not condemnation.
I guess the victims will most of the time blame themselves and say that there's something that they could have done. and that it's important to remind them that they are a victim.
Rodriguez says the person who should be blamed is the trafficker who took advantage of someone who was vulnerable. Mayan Silver, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.